I'd ask you to turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 22 this morning. I'd like to talk to you about being free from sin. Free from sin. I think it's if not the most important aspect of our lives on this earth, of being in Christ. And in one verse, Romans chapter 6, verse 22, he said, "But now, being made free from sin." You see that? Being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. So he said, but now being made free from sin, we become what? We become servants to God. What a place to be. What a life to live. It's the only thing there is. So I'd ask, how many do you know such as this? Free from sin, servants to God. It seems that this precept is the most spoken of in Scripture. Free from sin in the New Testament and servants to God, but it seems to be the least preached in church. The exact thing that Christ came to save us from, sin, never spoken in church. Why? Well, the natural man can't receive it. How the natural man loves this life, this body, this flesh, you might say, this body of sin. And so with that in mind, I'd ask you, around what is your life centered? If you turn to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 14, and verse 26, the Lord said, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. I would wonder, he said, if salt loses its savor, how many lose their savor right here? Right here, this one verse. The cost of discipleship. We just read, being free from sin and servants of God, the cost of discipleship. You see, we forget, readily forget, the sin of loving this life. And in the wrong manner, even loving those around us in this life in this fallen world with fallen man. It seems to me that today so many are wrapped up in family. Now hear me, family, that they've no time for discipleship. I believe that's why we haven't seen any called in many, many years. Because they won't go. You see? They're wrapped up in family. Everything revolves around family. But it's not to be that way. It's to revolve around Christ. Over family. I think it's the reason that we've never had what I call a 1 Corinthians 12 body here. Family before God is what we've had. And you can't say it isn't so. All our time devoted to this body of death. It's why the children today are what I call snowflakes. And the men no longer able to leave their families and go off to either war, fortunately we don't have one, well really we do, or work. Listen, Your cross, we're to take up our cross, is out there. It's not at home. You ever read this book? How much it talks about family and all the family activities that Peter and Paul and John and James and all and Luke and all the family activity they had. Ever see how much family life is contained in it? Now, I can't find any. Names and activities of wives and children? No, it's not in there. Read the scripture. Jesus said, count the cost. You can't forsake those and even your own self. If you can't do that, then you can forget discipleship. That's the savor of your salt. If you can't sacrifice Isaac, you're in big trouble. Never forget from whence comes your breath of life. Or the breath of life for your own children. Now hear me. That breath of life exists outside this body. Outside this life. If you have hope only in this world, we're told in Romans 8, in this life only, you're of all men most miserable. And I can speak freely, this life is a vapor, just as James said. I watch those young people at work. I've been around them many years now. They're much younger than I am. And everything in their life revolves around their family. Now, a lot of folks won't like this. They put family ahead of work. But it should be work ahead of family. And it should be God ahead of work and family. Last time I read this book, it said, you don't work, you don't eat. You want your family to eat? You love your family? Then you work. And you work. And you work. True love is a roof and food. He said, with food and raiment, therewith be content. And when Jesus went his mother and his brothers and sisters came around, they said, your family's out there, they want to see you. And do you remember what he said? Who is my family? You might ask yourself that. Who is your family? If you turn to Matthew chapter 19, verse 29, Peter said, he told the Lord, he said, I forsook it all. All of them. And Jesus said, everyone that hath hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. The cost of discipleship. You don't believe this is a big deal? You either weren't here or don't remember the biggest rift in the history of this church, this ministry. The doctrine of separation. Those that couldn't forsake family. Jesus said, a man's foes shall be who? They of his own household. This very sin, this very concept has destroyed our way of life in this country. Men today, they shun work, they shun civic duty, they shun even military duty, discipleship, and manhood for family. Now I'm going to tell you something. Men don't change diapers. You hear me? Men do not change diapers. I had to go for an appointment up in San Antonio a few days ago. And every men's restroom I entered had a diaper changing table. Lord have mercy. Men don't change diapers. And women don't wear the britches. The only thing you need to teach a boy, if you're a man other than Scripture, is kill and eat. You hear me? Do you hear what I'm saying? I jokingly say that a friend of mine said this, told me this years ago, and I said, boy, that's the truth. I jokingly say, I'm funding and transportation. In reality, I'm funding and transportation. You know what Paul was? Funding and transportation. You know what Peter was? Funding and transportation. And David was such until he had a boy named Absalom. You want to read that story? How that turned out? My dad, he made me tough. And my granddad, he made me tougher. Just recently, there were four children that survived 40 days in an Amazon jungle from a plane wreck. But they were indigenous children. They'd been raised in that jungle. I wonder how four American children, those days, they had a baby there. And the 13-year-old took care of that baby. She was prepared for life. Even in my day, 13-year-old girls were prepared for, in my day, 13 to 18, they were prepared for marriage. They were thinking about who they were going to marry and set up house with. And today, people can't even imagine such a thing. Maybe you can't. That's what girls were raised for. Bless God, that's what they were created for. To marry, and raise family, and be helpmeets. Free from sin. Servants of God. But you don't like that. Society doesn't like that. It's God's way. And they don't like that. Those that, maybe even some in our own church, they don't like that. But I'd adjure you today, don't fall back and don't take your hand from the plow that you grasped so many years ago. I wrote a message many years ago. It was for a great preacher of the gospel I learned a great deal from. But he lacked one thing. He had an Isaac and he never sacrificed him. And the fruits of that thing linger today. Along with the fruits of many other preachers that never took Isaac out. You love Isaac more than God? Well, God help you. Because God loved you more than his son. God help you. Now, you never forget that. And that son came to save you from what? Family over God is sin. Simply taking your family to church is not loving God over self and family. I'd guess today in today's society, most couldn't imagine leaving a family for 6 days, much less 6 months. God forbid a year. Men used to go off to war for years. But now, they expect daddy there for every soccer game and every whatever's going on. I never expected that. I expected daddy. be making a living so we could eat and have a roof over our head. And that's why I respected him. I didn't need him at a game. And you desire a cross when you're yet to be made even free from sin, so that you can be a servant to God? I'd leave you with Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 through verse 39, our Lord said, "Think not I'm come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." Do you see it? "But now being made free from sin and become what? The servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life."